Blog Talk Radio.
Tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. You'll find that in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, and as well as in the book of Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. I ask that you read it for yourself. And you know that I will not be lying to you. I want you to be smart, like our Father says. He died because of the lack of knowledge. As in Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt not be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of the Lord. I will also forget thy children. As well, it says in 2 Timothy, to study to show yourself approved. That's 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, the workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing it, the word of truth. And that's what I am here today to share with you, some of the words that Father has told his people back in the Old Testament time. I will read over the last 9.5 years, I've read to you from the Bible And I will also read to you today from the Bible. But I want you to know that I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And I want you also to know that Sabbath observance starts Friday evening and it ends around Saturday evening around 6 p.m. I want you to see to have your three P's ready and handy. And you might ask me, well, what are the three P's? They are the pen, paper, and pencil, so that you can jot down any scriptures that I may state. And you might want to be like the Bereans out of Acts, out of the book of Acts. They checked to see what was being told to them was accurate from whatever scriptures they had back in the day. I also want you to check in your Bibles from whatever scriptures that I'm going to read to you. I want you to turn to the book of 2 Samuel. It says on the computer that I will be reading for 2 Samuel chapter 7. But I have read that to you about 2 weeks ago. Let me read to you today, starting in 2 Samuel chapter 19. That's where I want you to turn. So please turn your Bibles to 2 Samuel chapter 19. And I will start reading there. I have read 2 Samuel chapter 7 before you. And you can always go back onto Blog Talk Radio and listen to that sermon that I have read to you. And as well as today, I want you to know that there might be words that I come to that I may not know how to pronounce. And if that happens, what I will do is spell the word out to you. And I know that you sheep are smart. You can probably read the word correctly yourself, but I will try to read it to you and pronounce it correctly. And if I do not, I will spell it out to you. So hopefully you have found Testament, 2 Samuel chapter 19. Let me start reading there for your hearing. Hopefully I will finish it up in the time that I am allotted today. Hopefully I will finish it up. And I hopefully will not have to have a drink of water. I usually have water sitting by me, but not today. Hopefully I will not need it. Let's get started. And it was told to Joab, behold, the king weepeth in mourning for Absalom. Absalom is the king's son. And the victory that today was turned into mourning people, for the people heard saying that they, how the king was grieved for his son. And the people got them by stealth, and that means like secrecy, that day into the city, as people being ashamed, stealth away when they flee in the battle. But king covered his face, and the king cried with a loud voice, O my son, Absalom, Absalom, my son, his son was killed that day, searching for him to kill him. And let me read on, let's find out what it says. And Joab came into a house of the king and said, thou hast shamed this day the faces of all thy servants, which have saved thy life and the lives of your sons and your daughters and the wives of them and the lives of thy wives and thy lives of thy concubine. A concubine of women that are acting as a wife does, and she is lower than a wife. She's like a mistress. The Lord, in that thou longest thy enemies and hated thy friend, for thou hast declared this day that thou regardest neither the princess nor servants. For this day I perceive that if Absalom had lived, and all we have died this day, then it has pleased thee well. Therefore, arise, go forth, and speak comfortably unto thy servants, for I swear by the Lord, if thou go not forth, there will not tarry means to wait one with thee this night, and that will be worse than thee from thy mouth, from the youth until now. Then the king rose and sat in the gate, and they told unto all the people, saying, behold, the king doeth sit in the gate. And all the people came before the king, for Israel, and Israel had fled everyone unto his tent. And all the people were at strife throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, the king saved us out of the hands of our enemies, delivered us out of the hand of the Philistines, and now he is fled out of the hands, out of the lands for Absalom. And Absalom, whom we anointed over us, is dead in battle. And Absalom was King David's son, who had tried to kill King David, but he got stuck in a tree, and he was not dead, but someone saw what had happened, that he was stuck in the tree. Continue with verse 10. Now, therefore, why speaketh you not a word or beginning of bringing the king back? And King David went to Zadok and Abiathar, the priests, saying, speak unto the elders of Judah, saying, why are ye the last to bring the king back to his house? sing. The speech of all Israel is come to the king, even to his house. Ye are my brethren. Ye are my bone and my flesh. Wherefore then are ye the last to bring the king back? And say ye to Amasa, that's spelled A-M-A-S-A, art thou not my bone and of my flesh? God do so to me and more. Also, if thou be not captain of the host before me continually in the room of Joab, and he bowed. Excuse me, see, I am belching. I don't know why it is. Verse 14. And he bowed his heart, all the men of Judah, even as the heart of one man, so that they sent him word to the king, return thou and all thy servants. So the king returned and came to Jordan, and Judah came to Gilgal to go to meet the king, to conduct the king over. Let me read verse 15 over so that you see, can understand what it's saying. So the king returned and came to Jordan, and Jordan came to Gilgal to go to meet the king, to conduct the king over Jordan. And Shimea, the son of Gaza, a Benjamite, which was of Behel, B-A-H-U-R-I-M, hasted. That means he rushed, he hurried, and came down to the men of Jordan to meet King David. And there was 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, and Ziba, the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons and his 20 servants with him. And they went over Jordan before the king. And there was, verse 18, and there went over a ferry boat to carry over the king's household and to do what he thought good. And Shimea, the son of Gaza, fell down before the king as he was come over the Jordan, and said unto him, unto the king, let not my lord impute. Impute means to credit or to send or to hold. Send unto me, neither do thou remember that which thy servant did previously, the day that my lord the king went out of Jerusalem, that the king should take it to his heart. Thy servant do knoweth that I have sinned. Therefore, behold, I am come the first this day to all the house of Joseph to go down to meet the Lord my King. Go down to meet my Lord the King. And Abishai is spelled Abishai, the son of Zariah, answered and said, shall not Shimei be put to death for this, because he cursed the Lord's anointed? And David said, what have I to do with you, you son of Zariah, that ye should this day be adversaries unto me? Adversaries means an enemy, a foe. Shall there any man be put to death this day in Israel? For I do not know that I am this day king over Israel. Therefore the king said unto Shimei, thus shall it die. Let me read verse 23 over. Therefore the king said unto Shimei, thou shalt not die. And the king swore unto him. Then, I don't know how to pronounce this, but I will try to spell it out to you and pronounce it. Mene Bisha is spelled Mephibosheth, the son of Saul, came to meet the king and had neither dressed his feet, nor trimmed his beard, nor washed his clothes from the day the king departed until the day he came again in peace. And it came to pass, and when he was to come to Jerusalem to meet the king said unto him, wherefore wentest not thou with me, Mephibosheth? And he answered, my lord, O king, my servant deceived me. For thy servant said, I will settle me as. And let me read verse 26 again. And he answered, my lord, O king, my servant deceived me. For thy servant said, I will settle me an ass that I may ride thereon, and king, because thy servant is lame, and he has slandered thy servant unto my lord the king. But my lord the king is as an angel of God. Therefore, what is good in thy eyes? For all of my father's house were but dead men, because my lord the king, yet didst thou set thy servants among them that did eat at thine own table. What right, therefore, have the king to cry against? Let me read that sentence again. What right, therefore, have I, yet to cry any more unto the king. And the king said unto him, why speakest thou any more of thy matters? I have said, thou, Ziba, divide the land, and Mephibosheth said unto the king, yet let him take all, for as much as my lord the king is come in peace unto his house. In Brazil, yeah, that's spelled B-A-R-I-Z-I-L-L-I-A, the Gladiolite came down from Roglim. That's spelled R-O-G-E-L-I-M, and went over Jordan with the king to conduct him over Jordan. Zelia was very aged man, 80 years old. That 80 means 80 years old. And he had provided the king of substance while he lay in Medellin. I'm betting again, for he was a very great man. And the king said unto Brasilia, come thou over with me, and I will beat thee with Jerusalem. Let me read verse 33 again and try to read it correctly in your hearing. And the king said unto Barzillai, come over with me, and I will feed thee with me in Jerusalem. And Barzillai said unto him, how long have I to live that I should go up with the king unto Jerusalem? I am this day 80 years old. The 80 is 80. And I can discern between good and evil. Can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? Wherefore then should thy servant be yet a burden unto the Lord, the king? I have 15 minutes left. Thy servant will go a little way over Jordan with the king, and why should the king reckon this? Reckon this, that means to pay. It means with a reward. You read it yourself, sheep, because you can probably read it and understand better than I. Let thy servant, I pray thee, turn back, that I might die in my own city and be buried by the grave of my fathers and of my mother. But behold, thy servant Chimham, that's spelled C-H-I-M, let him go over with my lord the king and do to him what shall seem good unto thee? And the king answered, Shimham shall go over with me, and I will do what to, and I will do to him that which as which shall seem good unto thee, and whatsoever thou shalt inquire of me, that will I do for thee. And the people went over the Jordan, and the king was come over. The king kissed Barzillai and blessed him. He returned to his own place. Then the king went to Gilgal, and Chatham went over with him. And the people of Judah conducted the king, and also had the people of Israel. And behold, all the men of Israel came to the king and said unto the king, why have our brethren, the men of Judah, stolen thee away, and have brought thee, king, and his household, and all David's men with him over Jordan? And all the men of Judah answered the men of Israel, because the king is near kin to us. Wherefore, then be very angry for this matter. Let me read that again, verse 44. And all the men of Judah answered the men of Israel, because the king is near to kin to us. Before then, be you angry for this matter, even at all of the king's coast, or have he given us any gifts? And the men of Israel answered the men of Judah and said, we have 10 parts of the king, and we have also more rights in David than you, than ye. Then did ye despise us, and our advice should not be first had in the bringing back our king. And the words of the men of Judah were fiercer than the words of the men of Israel. So that is the reading of chapter 19. I ask that you sheep read all of chapter 20 as well as 21 for Friday lesson. Friday, we will read to you, if our Father allows, chapter 20 and 21. Let me mark out here chapter 20. Computer says I have 9 minutes left. I want to tell you, sheep, that our Father has a feast of Pentecost. That day is May the 31st. That's probably, I don't know, That is this week. That's the day of Pentecost that we will have. And what we do that day is a celebration of gathering in of the first fruits, the smaller of the two annual harvests. So we will be celebrating the day of Pentecost next. That's our next celebration, and the day of Pentecost. Let me have a closing word of prayer, and then I will tell you about my nephew's album that I'm going to ask you to purchase. Father in heaven, thank you for very much for finding us lost sheep, and we are rejoicing that you have come back to put us in the fold. You have always loved us, and we did not know that until we started reading this Bible word for word. And sometimes it just seems like we don't know word for word, but I am glad you have allowed me to understand that those people who say that they are Jews, they are not. You allowed me to read that in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 9, as well as in Revelation, chapter 3, verse 9. Thank you, Father, for giving us understanding and bringing us back into the fold. In Yeshua's name, I thank you, Father. And I say to the other sheep who are listening, if it's the Lord's will, out of James chapter 14, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you sheep this Friday. Now, I want you all to listen to the song. Let me at first tell you to purchase my nephew's song. It's on Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play. It's called High and Lifted Up. Purchase it today. It should be no more than $2 or $3. That would be a great thing for you to purchase that song today. Now, let's listen to this song by Lionel Richie, Jesus is Love. God loves you as well as I, but he loves you more.
you've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts. The Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know He's mine. Deep down in my
Jesus.